Success stories.
What does it mean to succeed? Is it proving that you're the best at what you do? Or simply doing something well enough and enjoying it? Or is it being rich and famous? While you're thinking about what success means to you, let's take a look at some stories of success.
Winning an Olympic medal.
Who's the more successful athlete? The winner of the bronze medal or the silver medal winner? The answer is obvious. Silver, because second place is higher than third place. Here's a different question. Which of the two athletes feels the most successful? When Chinese swimmer Fu Yuanhui learned she'd won a bronze medal in the Rio Olympics in 2016, she was obviously delighted. "I was that fast! I am so happy!" Images of her reaction quickly spread across the internet. Something similar happened with photos of American gymnast Michaela Maroney's reaction to her silver medal in London in 2012, but for a different reason. She was clearly disappointed. In fact, research at Cornell University found that in general, bronze medal winners are happier than silver medal winners. Why? According to psychologist Thomas Kilovich, both medal winners focus on something that didn't happen. Silver medalists think, "I didn't get a gold medal," and feel unsuccessful. Bronze medalists think, "I didn't come in fourth place, so I got a medal," and feel happy.
Staying at home with the kids.
A photo exhibition by Swedish photographer Johan Bergman has travelled to 25 countries and has got people thinking and talking about traditional roles for men and women, parenting nowadays, and what it means to be a success. Bergman's images of 45 stay-at-home dads aren't of smiling, happy families, but of real life. One father cleaning the floor with a baby on his back, another trying to comfort his crying daughter. Bergman, who is himself a father, shows us that staying home with your kids, for both mothers and fathers, is one way to be successful. Being a parent is very challenging, but also one of life's great pleasures.
Getting rich.
A researcher at Harvard Business School studied the connection between financial success and happiness. He talked to 2,000 rich and powerful people around the world and found that fewer than half of them felt completely satisfied with life. Almost all of them said they would need 2 or 3 times more money to feel completely happy. Why do people who have $1 million or more not feel completely successful? Probably because they know that there's someone who has even more money, according to experts. Another researcher discovered that financial success could bring happiness, but only up to a point. See the graph below. This may mean we need to question the idea that more money will always lead to more happiness.
What is success?
We've looked at 3 faces of success in this article. What can we conclude? Perhaps that success isn't one thing and that it isn't final. And also that the success you dream of may not feel like success when you finally get it.